about is bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak Bar just from me a year ago, man. This is a rare, out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
This is Bleak in the studio at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada, don't you know? And tonight, I'm going to play some special things that I've just been listening to recently. And yeah, believe it or not, I have a theme tonight. A lot of it's going to be based on the old school electro that I've been hearing being remade these days. I think it's a great thing. I have a few things that I'm going to start with. Now, even as I speak, I'm going online to try and find you something that I need to read. So bear with me a little bit here. I have before me also, the International Record Store Day fell on the weekend, and I was at... one of those venues, a couple of them actually, but the one I went to in particular was Scratch, because I knew that Luke was playing there with a noise band I still don't know the name of. That's terrible. And so I went there and checked out some vinyl, and then I recommended the Mayfair set to Luke's partner Mo. And they ended up getting that and rather like it. And then Luke pointed out a Moon Duo disc to me. And I went, okay, I guess I'll buy it on your recommendation. And that thing is fire. Great stuff. So we're going to be getting into some Moon Duo. Going to hear the new Blank Dogs. And I saw Blank Dogs on the weekend as well. I think it was a pretty full weekend. And the Cosmetics, who we heard as well, opened for Blank Dogs. And also got some Mode Modern. And I met the guy from Mode Modern at the Blank Dogs show. So it all sort of ties into quite a eventful weekend. But also saying goodbye to Devin from You Say Party, We Say Die. And so a lot of this goes out to him and the people that are left. So, now, let me go back to the computer here, because I want to bring this up. Glitter Best by Glowmag. And I don't want this to play yet, but I want to read this to you. Jeremy Blake, Teresa Duncan, Malcolm McLaren soundtrack, Glitter Best. This is the soundtrack I created for an unfinished film project by the late Jeremy Blake. Jeremy and his longtime partner Teresa Duncan wrote the text for this biographical fine art film about the life and career of Malcolm McLaren. It was to be part of Jeremy's Wild Choir series. Both Duncan and Blake died before the film was completed, leaving me with just a soundtrack on some beautiful still images. The unfinished work was shown as part of the Wild Choir at the Corcoran Gallery of Art in October 2007. Malcolm McLaren himself just passed away last week, it says here. It was been a couple weeks now. We did a little feature on Malcolm McLaren. Interestingly enough, Jeremy Blake and Teresa Duncan were a couple artists that were friends of my online friend Chris Burke, who's kind of a hero of mine for many years now. Jeremy Blake and Teresa Duncan. It's kind of a fascinating story. If you Google it, there was sort of a weird paranoia thing going on with them and Scientology, I think it was. And it's kind of a fascinating story. And oddly enough, or just an aside, I guess, is that I suspect this is where the band Manhattan Love Suicides might have gotten their name from. Just to let you in on a little behind the scenes kind of inside baseball sort of stuff there. So once again, this is a track called Glitter Best. Supposed to be from a soundtrack, Glitter Best. And Chris Burke posted this on a Facebook for his followers a little while ago. Yeah, and so so I wanted to play it for you tonight. Let's start this off. Here's Malcolm McLaren reading from this work, Glitter Best, by Glomag, a.k.a. Chris Burke.
Once upon a glorious time, in a world increasingly bereft of ideas, slack-jawed, eyes glazed over, barely able to chew their popcorn, there was always a mob on the King's Road. We set off in a rented man of war. To a pirate, style is just an X on a tattered map, or a piece of wreckage floating on the surface of the ocean, deep in vogue. Blitzkrieg yellow,
Minnie Mouse pink,
England's pastures green, bollocks blue. Grandmother Rose, seller of fake paintings.
It's much better to be hated, son. You get more done that way.
Lieutenant Lush, adamant, and a lip gloss army. Punk, the dessert topping. Punk,
the rumor that sells trousers.
Punk, the new way to smooth and soften unruly hair. Low blows, cheap shots, the unemployed aristocrat.
A sleepless cemetery above Harrow, toasting marshmallows at the great St. Martin's fire.
An English fox knows how to cover his tracks with his tail. Memories are hunting horns, alas, whose note along the wind is dying.
Discotheque du Ranger. Mi amor fati.
O Albion. William Blake and Jack the Ripper rolled over Beethoven. She'd get pissed and quote the great poets. Cochrane, Marriott, Chuck Berry. Thomas De Quincey jukeboxes revolving with all the rock and roll colours of this great gaslight, Kublai Khan. She also gathered dandelions for her macrobiotic tea.
Not very punk rock, that.
Nespa? The potion tasted horrible, and it made you hallucinate future dreams of our battles at sea. Lord Nelson discovered America was just a pattern in the cracked
leather seats of a Times Square sticky floor.
In the back of the magic bus, she sat on a wet spot from the western wood. Wouldn't she just? Little Miss Manager. I borrowed £200 from my grandmother so that we could abort the mission. She came home instead with a fuzzy new cashmere sweater and a crooked little smile, which still annoys. I ain't your father, punk, but I produced you like a film.
Sex and sedition, vulgar and forgotten, vicious and rotten, attorneys of law.
Guy Fawkes, effigies of Radio 1 DJs bled to fun powder. Give me such shows. Give me the streets of Manhattan. Our contingent never did know right from wrong. And lucky you,
though we were full-grown men already,
we'd just been born. Tulsa, Oklahoma. 70s twilight with scattered special effects. The band is paid with a live fighting rooster and 18 cases of Boone's Farm apple wine. Oi, Malcolm. Why are we doing business with Rhinestone Cowboys? La grande truffe del rock and roll. 'Twas high time for plunder, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a sneering dirty sot.
Flim Flam Man,
DJ Huxley, Sinister Puppeteer,
Situation
Red
is
Under the
Bells of Bow,
Rock and Roll Capitalist,
Jewish Anarchist,
Agent Provocateur,
Teddy Boy Haberdasher,
Architecteur of Fraud Couture,
Icon Creator,
Great Dissembler,
Mediums Masseur,
Monsieur Propaganda,
Colonel Tom Parker, Carnival Bar,
Cunning Stuntsman,
Bob Rummel with a Boombox,
Game Boy. A wild creature, delightfully deprived of the fear of fucking up, hated by all the right people. The unmoved mover versus the unmanaged manager. A 2-bit punk with an 8-bit sound, they said she swore she was 18. Hits or misses, misses wrong, for history is for pissing on. By the shores of Grabby, Gimme, I sat down and wept. I am he, and E am I, and then some. Give me to warble spontaneous songs, relieved, recluse by myself for my own ears only. Electric boogie, he says. That's tough. A bloke up in Harlem with a Sex Pistols t-shirt
hands me a gold-plated cassette.
And the next day, we start spinning the glow like the Bay City Rollers. Afro-Cubans. Not only were they the best drummers on the planet, they were savvy deal makers too. We all want candy. Oh, Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done.
The ship has weathered every rack.
The prize we sought is won. In London, a new suit for E.T., hip-hop for Madame Butterfly, and on the marquee, same fight every night.
Karaoke culture versus the golden gut.
Duck for the oyster, dig for the clam, knock a hole in the old tin can. Waltz, darling. But after midnight, a switch in the sky is thrown. Chariots turn into pumpkins, and the whining begins. Can you believe they gave us pies? In a flash of lightning, a pair of gleaming fangs, all the way from Berkshire or Beverly Hills. It's the Bride of Frankenstein's ball, thrown by a devil who wears Prada. At Magneto Swords, the Beatles dissolve by my candlelight. Coyote Pete on the platypus. Now listen here, boy. If you were to destroy some, what are you going to put in its place? Mayor of London. Brian Ferry studied with Richard Hamilton. Ian Dury studied with Peter Blake. Frank Auerbach taught Joe Strummer how to draw. The Stranglers ate cornflakes for breakfast. It's been raining in Paris. Pregnant clouds passed over the channel and gathered evidence, pissed down on Montmartre. And on the great puddle below Sacré-Cœur. Over the horizon, it's pirates to the rescue. We build a giant boat and take two of everything. Françoise d'Orléac and Catherine Deneuve. Gainsbourg and Birkin. Anna Karina and all the young girls of Rochefort. Captain Tibe, the one-armed bandit, drops anchor. We load up on film magazines, large black sunglasses, jet lag remedies, stolen glass ashtrays, large rolls of red carpet, garish abstract plexiglass trophies. Under the Mirabeau Bridge, there flows the Seine. Must I recall, our loves recall, how then, after each sorrow, joy came back again. Let night come on, bells end the day. A sea of flashbulbs and doors open to reveal a Belle Epoque ballroom
full of electric noise, a great blooming, buzzing confusion. The days go by me, still I stay.
That is, of course, Malcolm McLaren, late Malcolm McLaren, as presented in Glow Mag, also known as Chris Burke's Glitter Best. It was supposed to be a film by Jeremy Blake, and I don't know, there you go, I think enough said. Do some Google searches and find out more about the history of that piece of work. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC. Now, I thought I'd mention this for no apparent reason. I was kind of excited the other day to find an old buddy of mine from 1986, and we were both 19 or 20. How old was I in 86? Nearly 22, I guess. And we'd been in the Air Force only a few months, and went through tech school for about 3 months in Denver. And we sort of found each other there, and in places like that, places where there's a lot of, I guess, animosity all around you and hardships, that people find each other, like-minded people. And this was a guy who had an extremely huge impact in my life, and I don't know what I would have done without this friend at that point in my life. It was a very important time. It was very sad leaving, and then we completely lost track of each other for the next 24 years. And it's one of those deals where you find somebody on Facebook that you haven't seen, haven't talked to for all that time. It's one of those things. And so, yeah, I think I wrote to him, and then he wrote back to me. Then I wrote something more back, something more excited about, you know, I want to have you on a podcast. A podcast I'm working on, famous for 15 people, which is coming along, I think. It's all right. Oh. But anyway, now I'm sort of wondering if I scared him away with all my excitement. Hi, Danny. That's good to see you again. But I'm hoping to talk to him and get something on audio that we can use and reminisce about some of the crazy old times when we were chaotic kind of punk rockers in Denver, Colorado, just doing our thing. Oh, a long time ago. So far away. But part of a deep, deep history of mine that I rarely talk about. Things are coming out, though. In this podcast thing that I'm trying to get started, it's called Famous for 15 People. And if you were to go on Facebook and look up Fifth, F-I-F, last name Teen People, then you'd find it there. And we do some conference calls on Wednesdays, and I put together a show during the week whenever I have time and put up the podcasts links. So if you're interested, write that down. Famous for 15 People. And in plans in the future for that, find a proper website for it, create some proper links, get some voicemail going perhaps. And we'll see what happens down the road. There's plans. And I get some interviews going. I'm trying to work out an interview with Monkey Power Trio, one of the guys from Monkey Power Trio, and they are a group of guys that I've got to try and play tonight, and I still might. They get together once a year. They don't see each other all year. They get together one day a year and create music. And it's kind of rough, and it's hurried, and they put out a single. And that's been going on for 14 years, so I got the new Monkey Power Trio in the mail the other day and said, I should talk to you guys for the radio show and podcast and whatnot. So look forward to that. Anyway, yakety yak yak. I told you before about the Moon Duo thing. Good old Luke Meat pointed me in this direction of Moon Duo. I was riding my bike home today from work, and this got my playlist of Bleak's best 200 and some songs in there that shuffle around when I'm riding on the bike. And this song came on. It's a Moon Duo's track called Speed. And I remember thinking, wow, this one kicks ass too. So I'm going to play it. Moon Duo with Speed from Woodsist Records on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Yeah. Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Sniper from Blank Dogs, you're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
And that is the station ID. I got Mike Sniper of Blank Dogs to do over last weekend. That was good. Well, I don't know, the sound was kind of iffy, but nevertheless, I had a good time at that show, the Blank Dog Show. And gonna be hearing Blank Dogs now. Blank Dogs, one of my favorite bands as of recent. All right, just let me, give me a sec here. All right, let's play this Blank Dogs track. I think this is right, called Heat and Depression. Sure enough, on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Depression, holding it twice. Baby, the zombie.
Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
And my name is DJ Bleak, in with you tonight on CITR Radio 101.9 Vancouver. And here we are. It is what? April 20-something? Second? First? 22nd. I'm really out of touch. I gotta wake up. Just heard Cosmetics there with Soft Skin. Cosmetics putting on a fabulous show, I thought. The sound was kind of bad, but, you know, I get the point across. Sounded good from where I was. They opened Blank Dogs show at 151 Club last week. I keep talking about it. It was good. It really paid off for me, I think. Mike Sniper gave me a shirt.
and that's good. And met the guy from Mode Modern there at the show, and so I'm going to be playing a Mode Modern track for you now. This is kind of right up my alley as well. Mode Modern track called Disco Rough here on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Thank you.
I'm lost. What's going on? We just heard November Group with I Live Alone. That one's the actual real deal, real 80s deal. And sort of interspersing these things for you. Before that, Mode Modern. And kind of got it. Kind of know where they're getting inspiration. You know what I mean? Mode Modern did Disco Rough. Really like that, though. Cosmetics in there with Soft Skin. I told you about that. But the one before that was Psychic Youth, called The Future Now. That was a 1982 single called A Step in Time from Psychic Youth. Don't know if there's any connection to Psychic Youth and the Psychic TV fan group. I think was the same by the same name, Psychic Youth. But I don't know. Anyway, there you go. Some Cold Wave tracks. Post-punky sort of things going on right now and in the past. And yeah, when I've been hearing this cold wave sort of resurgence going on right now, or minimal electronics, whatever you want to call sort of thing, I sort of think, I sort of feel a little vindicated, or maybe that's not the right word. I'm feeling like somehow maybe people are listening to this show, and I guess that's my inflated ego talking. But when I hear some of this stuff being done, I'm like, where else are these people hearing this stuff? And it could be anywhere, I guess. Getting it same place I get it. Right? I don't know. In front of me, I have some of the compilations called Return of Flexi Pop, Nun Night of Flexi Pop, New Wave Complex, and what's the other ones? There's other ones called Tribute to Flexi Pop. So just a sampling of some of the Cold Wave stuff, compilations that people put together for online downloads. And these are artists that you never heard, you hardly heard in the past, you'll never hear again. It was never slated for any sort of proper CD sort of releases. So somebody decided to compile these things together, all these minimal electro things, and release them in dozens of online sort of releases that you can find if you're savvy and know where to look, you know. But I'm going to be playing some for you now. Return of Flexi Pop Volume 3. The first track is by Jill, or G-Y-L, and a song called Universe on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Oh, Creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo the guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
CITR 101.9. I will listen to you. These are my heroes. They work hard and they give back and they keep going without complaint.
Oh, goodness. That's silly. Kevin Zed in there with Dead Boots from a thing called Double Dutch. And that was put out in Vancouver. He was a Vancouver artist. Song about the West End, evidently. Dead Boots, name of that track. I heard it many years ago in Tacoma from KUPS Tacoma, station that I would DJ at for a few years, and thoroughly enjoyed it. And Jill, before that, Universe from Return of Flexipop 3. We're going to continue to play these cold, wavy, minimal electro tracks for probably the rest of the show. Kind of had this planned out all week. Not really planned out, but had the sort of basic outline, what I wanted to do and present, because it's interesting that I'm hearing this stuff being recreated, and very well, I must say, by current artists. Some of which we played today. Mode Modern did a great job with their thing, and the Cosmetics, fantastic. Some good stuff. Blank Dogs doing their thing. Cold Cave doing their deal. And there's a bunch of them out there. And I'm really enjoying it. Anyway, let's hear Roy Finch now. Roy Finch, this comes from New Wave Complex, number 7. Roy Finch and a track called Fear of Death. Yeah, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Oh, don't cry spirits are moving behind her. When she wipes her desperately, trying to keep up with the rain. And I can hear her as we cry. Music drifts away. In the morning light, a darker thought move forward. I still can hear her. I remember now, standing in the rain.
strength, dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers. Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Hey, kids. You don't have too long to go here, really. Let me tell you what we heard. Sport of Kings was that last track called Dark Clouds Moving. And I don't know if you're going to believe where this is from. This is from a Sub Pop number 7 cassette, 1982. Sub Pop. This is when they were transitioning. Well, I guess they were still a zine back then, not really moved into a full-on record label yet. Long, long time ago. We heard Ka Lingo before that with End and Cause from New Wave Complex number 8, and Roy Finch before that with Fear of Death from New Wave Complex number 7. Indeed, and here we are. It's time to tell you about some of the things coming up in concert. So you got the Pack AD and Sex with Strangers tomorrow night at Biltmore. And you got New Sensei and Processors, Twin Crystals, and Phone Calls at Funky Winker Beans. And then something going on at Gravel Level tomorrow or Saturday night as well. It's Collapsing Opposites, Kidnap Kids, Roll Mock, I guess it is. 20 plus bands and half Chinese. I'm not sure what all that means, but check it out. And then Sunday, you got Band of Skulls playing with Silver Starling at the Saint Motel. So there's a few things you should know about. And Thunderbird Radio Hell's coming up next, so stay tuned for that. Ben's got some neat stuff planned. I already got a little preview on that. Stick around. And so we've been doing our sort of post-punky, minimal electronic, cold wave thing. And we do every now and then on this show. And I'm noticing it kind of rear its head again on this day and age in certain bands. So I thought I'd focus on that a little bit tonight. Yeah. I have a Genève Pasquier right now. This is only, I'm not sure how long ago this was done. This is in the last 5, maybe 7 years or so, I think. I could be totally wrong. Genève Pasquier in sort of the dark wave industrial field. She does some really interesting stuff. We're going to start this goodbye set with Elements from Genève Pasquier. Right here on Exquisite Corpse Radio. Thank you.
bulletproof metal class. Quite a mess. Tear gas. Riot squad. TV ad. My baton, and here is my gas mask. I carry my shield, made out of perspex. Zoom in, purple pants, tattered shirt, green hand. Missile range, riot squad, metal clad. Here is the hull, and this is my weapon. My riot shield shatters, the green fist of iron.
She'll make a lovely doll.